The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Man, Twinkies has made quite the comeback. Let's see if you're down with their new flavor. We'll talk about it in food news. Time for Artist Hashtags on your Friday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
First hashtag, very serious. FBI Director Christopher Wray testified before Congress about the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump and revealed they're unsure if he was actually shot. Take a listen.
As I said, I think with respect to former President Trump, there's some question about whether or not it's a bullet or shrapnel that, you know, that hit his ear.
Remember, one person died that was very near the former president, several injured. So it does make sense that it was probably shrapnel that hit him because he was near this person. The fact that anyone was able to get that close is scary, especially with the amount of guns that normal folks have right here in the U.S.
I saw that. The lady who ran the Secret Service stepped down.
Oh, she had to. Yeah, but let's
They got to step it up.
Vice President Kamala Harris recently was doing an interview and somebody just jumped out of a closet to say hi to her and the Secret Service looked shocked.
What
in the Secret Service is going on? Step it up, guys. All right, food news, DJ Automatic.
Twinkies is coming with a mystery flavor. It's a limited edition box that's just going to have mystery flavors in it.
So I'm buying it and I don't know what's in it?
You don't know what's in it.
You get what you get and you don't throw a fit.
I mean, how wide of a range can the flavoring have of just, you know, I think maybe we get some strawberry in there. We get a little maybe chocolate filling.
Let's be real. What is Twinkie flavor?
I don't know.
Delicious.
Yeah, it's great.
It's like spongy, sweet, plasticky cake with a touch of vanilla.
Here's a plot twist I'm going to throw at you guys right now. What makes a Twinkie is the actual, like, the breading of it.
It is the bread, not that filling.
It's a different type of texture right there, and you know.
I don't know if it's bread, but whatever it is.
It's spongy, right?
I think it's the same thing that Subway uses for their bread. I don't know.
The fake desserts, though, gosh, that I really love.
Shout out to the Star Crunch.
Oh, that's a good one. Automatic Nutter
Swiss
Butter.
Cake rolls.
Nutter Butter.
I like Nutter Butter.
Oh, those are good.
These little Mexican, like, kind of like Little Debbie Mexican version.
They're plastic chocolate, too. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to start by shouting out the system administrators, a.k.a. the IT homies in the office.
Yeah. We love you.
Yes.
They can make you feel so small, though, when they come to your desk and you're like, I can't figure this out. And they're like, just hit reset.
Restart and you're good.
And we also have National Bagel Fest Day.
Are you excited about those bagels?
I love a bagel. You know, keep your little Twinkie over there, buddy, but I love a good bagel.
Wait, what do you smear on your bagel?
Give me a regular plain
cheese sour
spread.
Cream?
Yeah, sour, what is it?
No, cream cheese.
Cream cheese.
No, I like strawberry cream cheese on my bagel.
Damn.
Extra toasty.
And let's wrap it up by shouting out our aunts and our uncles. It's National Aunt and Uncle Day.
Oh, that's so amazing.
I just shouted out my uncle Dave because I had a memory of him playing on stage when I was like probably like 4 or 5 years old.
Okay,
he plays the guitar and the harmonica and sings at the same time, and I went to go watch one of his shows. I remember sitting there thinking, I could do that.
You don't play the harmonica?
I don't do any of that, but I could get up on stage and perform, and I've been doing it.
Oh, so you realize at that moment, I can make a living
entertaining. I did it as a DJ,
right.
Harmonica is such a badass instrument.
I know, more talented than I am. To do all three of those at the same time, I couldn't do that.
Man, shout out my Aunt Sylvia for showing me a world that I definitely wanted to live in. She was the rich aunt. She was mean, but you know what? She got me horseback riding lessons.
Hey, hello.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Think way back to the first job interview that really meant something to you. Let's discuss now.
The Parents Score!
I came across this article and college graduates are failing big time at job interviews. Companies across the country have taken polls and they're stressing, number one, 20% of people that are showing up for interviews are bringing their parents.
In what world do you bring your parents to a job interview?
I feel embarrassed.
That'd be like an A1 job reference right there, right?
Look at them. They love me.
What's better than bringing them in real life with you? Look at
this. I'm turning red thinking, what in the world are you, what are you doing?
You show up with your parents, you're not getting the job,
no,
I promise.
27%. Used inappropriate language. This doesn't necessarily mean bad words.
Yeah, that's something I would do.
No, trouble communicating. If you use the word like 20 times in a sentence, you're probably not going to get the job. Learn how to communicate.
Learn how to conduct yourself in a professional setting.
There you go. 47% dressed inappropriately. 50% asked for unreasonable compensation. I hate to tell you this, kiddos, okay, and young adults, but you got to climb the ladder. Even the best of the best, even the people that are at the Ivy League schools, they still have to climb the ladder. Everybody starts at the bottom.
Thanks.
And then number one, 57% of today's college grads had difficulty with eye contact. I have a problem with this because it's low confidence, low self-esteem. And so I have had to physically train myself as a grown-up to stare people in the eye.
Yeah.
Because I do.
You got to go to jail to learn some good eye contact. I went to jail for a couple of days. I learned good eye contact in jail.
Yeah, because you got to
let people know you're serious.
You can't put your head down. You can't stare at people. You got to look confident.
It's a true story. It's a true story.
And then when you go to a job interview, same thing. You got to look people in the eye and be confident. Because I'm not going to hire some guy who's like, I don't know about myself.
No. Why do you want the job? Well, I just want to make money. Like, you know, come on.
Preparing you for life, no matter what it is, jail or a job interview. Be confident.
Kind of the same thing.
Walk in there when you own that room.
Man, I remember the first time I really needed a job. I mean, I've always needed a job because I had my daughter Kirsten at 15, right? I have three beautiful daughters. But when we left home, I didn't have a car in the beginning. So I had to walk to go to jobs. And so I was walking around my neighborhood to look for work. I walked into a fast food joint, this burger spot, and the manager was like, well, have you applied before? And I said, no, but I really need a job. And I talked to her. I remember having this conversation. Her name was Carol. She said, man, you're hired.
She saw that you needed a job.
She knew I needed a job.
And she knew you had a kid, probably, and so you had some responsibility.
She didn't know I had a kid, but she knew that I had walked there and that I took the initiative to tell her that I really needed the job and that I would work any hours and work any schedule. You know what? I started off in the kitchen mopping. I ended up in the ice cream shop.
Nice, dude.
Okay? I freaking got a promotion, baby.
I just feel like you were staring her down the whole time, too, making
direct eye contact. I need this job.
And then from there, there was a family that would come in, and the gentleman who owned a very successful jewelry store, he's like, man, you are so smart. He hired me and moved me to his jewelry store, and then I kept moving up and more and more, talking to people,
I'm
looking
sure
at him in the face.
Your pay went up significantly.
I made commission.
Yeah.
Yeah, so hell yeah, I'm a great salesman. Look at me selling myself right now.
Man, over a decade ago, I was really in between jobs, and as a matter of fact, that was the last time I was jobless, and I was interviewing to work at a marketing agency, and the interview process took over 2 months.
That's going to be hard on your psyche.
Oh, bro, we did like these like tests that like I felt like were like IQ tests. Throughout it, I just like gave up because I don't know what I'm doing.
The job before you even got it. You're like, damn.
Somehow I ended up convincing these fools that I knew more about Excel than I did.
And you got the job.
I got the job. So that I spent
was
the
that
next...
the purple car job?
Nah, that was after the purple car job.
Oh, my God.
So then I spent the next like 6 months just Googling Excel and how to get through it.
But you got it.
But you figured it out.
You figured it out. And that's the problem that we're having with our children. Parents, don't solve every problem for them.
It's my favorite thing to say to my daughter. Figure it out.
All three of my girls, I've told them, figure it out. Oh, I want to do this, Mom. I'm this old now. Good. Go ahead. Mama's not going to help you. Figure it out. And all three, I know. My oldest two, extremely successful, and I have no worries at all about my third.
I still tell her to figure it out.
You do. You do. All right. Let's share those stories with us now. 877-730-DCS1. Do you remember your first job interview? You knew you needed that job.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Wiz Khalifa is a daddy again. Is it a boy? Is it a girl? And what his girlfriend is revealing about the labor? It's a lot, ladies. All right, let's talk about this and more. Daily Dirt, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays first.
We have Jason Statham celebrating his birthday and Sandra Bullock celebrating a birthday, along with TikTok star Lala Sadi celebrating her birthday.
All right. All right, so Wiz Khalifa is a daddy again. His girlfriend, Amy Aguilar, gave birth to a baby girl, and she detailed the labor. Here's what she said. I tore during the process. I have stitches from front to back. I can do nothing strenuous, and I'm okay with that. This is labor at the extreme. It's already tough enough. When this kind of thing happens, it's even more difficult. When I gave birth to our baby, Ava Matic, Automatic was in the room with me. And when it was all over, he said, well, that wasn't very hard. What? And me and the female nurse.
That got me
nurse,
a double look from everyone.
Oh, everybody said, what? Because I'm not
a
crier.
It went quickly. And I remember.
Quickly?
I was
in labor while you were asleep. I didn't say anything till 2 a.m. No.
One of the most shocking moments, though, was when her head started coming out. And I looked at the doctor and I said, what is that? She said, that's your kid.
What is that goopy thing with all that hair on it? Labor is one of the most beautiful things, but it's not pretty.
I wouldn't describe it as beautiful.
No, it's beautiful because you're bringing a life into the world.
Yeah, that part's cool, but it's not beautiful.
But I remember the doctor asking me, do you want a mirror to look? And I said, no. Why the hell would I want to see that? It's something I could never unsee.
Yeah, you only need to check
Trust me, I saw it. It's something I'll never forget.
All right, you want to share stories of giving birth? Hey, ladies, did your man, did they almost faint in the room? Because some men can't handle that kind of thing. They get squeamish. 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Earlier today, we were talking about college graduates failing at job interviews. That got us to thinking about our own first job interviews. I want to shift gears here, DJ Automatic Anthony A. Now that we're in this career of entertaining, do you remember the first time you got paid to entertain?
Yes.
Because that's how we make our living now. Okay, automatic out the gate. What was it?
I would DJ like a high school party. I was in high school. I was for Warehouse 21 and I got paid $50.
What?
Oh. And I felt like I was like, I am the champion of the world. I actually got paid to DJ.
Did you keep the $50 check?
No, I deposited it. Why would I keep it? At that point in my life, I needed that $50 more than like trying to turn into a shrine of my DJ career.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I would have put it like in a frame, but no, when you're a kid, $50 is like, dang. Yeah, no,
I think for any comedian, the moment you stop getting paid in stage time and chicken tenders, it's a big deal. So for me...
Or in drinks as a DJ, yes.
I remember the first time I really got a first big check was... Oh, you know what? It wasn't even a check. It was I got my hotel room covered at
that's a big deal,
I performed at a casino about 2 hours away from where I'm from.
And they covered the hotel, and you're like, dang.
They covered my hotel.
I'm a traveling comedian now.
Yeah, dude.
I remember the first time that I remember DJing. I was DJing in Southern Colorado at like a ski resort.
Yeah, yeah.
And they covered all of our expenses, and I was like, man,
I'm doing it.
I'm pretty much international now.
Yeah. You went one state down, and you're like, what? You know, for me, I think it's different because I was a young mother, so my situation is very unique in this room anyway, right? At 15, I just worked wherever I could. I did whatever I could. But I remember when I got my job in radio, I had a pretty good position with a communications company, and the owner pulled me aside and said, you have a gift. And I didn't believe in myself. I've always had low self-esteem. You know that. He said, you got to go do this. And when the radio station called me in and they offered me $24,000 a year and medical insurance and dental, I said, I'm rich. I felt rich. I bought a house.
That is rich.
I bought my first house. It was rich.
Well, in West Texas, you can buy a house for that much.
Like, dog, getting insurance for yapping. That's beautiful.
For talking automatic. You don't understand. I had like really tough jobs and I was making maybe $800 to $1,000 a month. That doubled my income and that gave me so much confidence. Like I said, and since then I've been working hard and I bought that house and now hopefully we'll own this house that we're in and pass it down to my kids. My mom... I'm one generation away from an outhouse.
Yeah.
And now I own a home.
I don't think you put that out there enough because like Dana, where she grew up, it really is like the country.
My
like
mama
rural.
Had like an outhouse. Yeah. And now I get paid to talk.
Let's go.
Do you remember the first time you got paid for your career? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.